Hey, good morning. It's Tuesday. SEO tips happen on Tuesday, so let's get to it. We got 15 of them today, as you can see in the show notes. To get to this show notes and follow along, if you're not on video and you want to look at it later, go to the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com, like it shows in that graphic there. And in order to get done, as we often say, let's get to it. Rand Fiskin from Moz put together this list of 15 best practices for structured URLs. And in zooming through it, he starts off with, whenever possible, use a single domain and subdomain. Now, subdomain, for example, like we've got the blog.geyercookonlineservices.com. That's a subdomain for the top-level domain. And there's pictures and so forth explaining that. The more readable by human beings, the better. I oftentimes tell clients, if you can say it on the phone, if people say, what's your URL, and you can say it to them without having to say dash and all that stuff, that's going to be the winner. GeyerCookOnlineServices.com, enough said. Keywords and URLs is still a good thing. So if your keywords are a part of that URL, like our episode today, SEO tips, that's part of the URL. Okay, the next one, the multiple URLs serving the same content, don't do that. Canonicalize that. Get to where you have just one single URL is the best way, and you can use 301 redirects to do that. And if your engineer doesn't know what those are, point him to this article, and he's got how to do it right in there. Exclude dynamic parameters whenever possible. When you get to that stuff, like there'll be a question mark and blah, blah, blah after the URL title, get rid of that. And then again, check out tools like Mod Rewrite, IS API Rewrite. There's a bunch of them. Okay. The shorter the URL is, the better. Geyer Cook Online Services. That's too long, but it's less than 50 to 60 characters, so I won't worry about it. The match URLs to the titles most of the time, we're going to show you how to check that out in a minute. The next one he talks about is including stop words that isn't necessary. So you'll notice that I have the Geyer Cook Report, and the is a stop word, just like all the rest of them listed here. But I'm not worried about it because Google's robot's smart enough to sort that out. Remove control unwieldy punctuation characters. You don't want to put a bunch of stuff, I call it, like asterisks and exclamation marks and dollar signs and so forth in URLs, because it's not going to work. The 10th one, wow, there's 15 of these. We're going right along, trying to hurry. Limit redirections hops. Now, a redirection might be, let's say you've got some URLs that aren't politically correct. That is, they're not SEO friendly, and so you redirect those. Well, just do it once. Like you go from the source URL to the destination. That's one redirect from A to B. That's okay. And they say it's even cool if URL B then redirects to C. Nothing, and I'm going back to Don't Make Me Think, if you know that book. Nothing is more important than two clicks away. If you have to go more than two clicks to get to it, might not be worth it. Okay? Fewer folders is generally better. So you don't want to have, like it shows in this example with Rand's Whiskey, Whack Scotch, Whack Lagavulin, Whack 15-year, Whack Distiller's Edition, Whack another directory, Pedro Jimenez Cask, and then the final folder, 750 milliliters. Now, you want to make that be shorter, and he goes and shows you an example how to do that better. Okay, like I said, if it's more than two clicks away, revisit that navigation. Avoid hashes in the URL that create separate and unique content. So that's a fragment identifier, as he says here. And if you've got those going on, try not to do that, there's always a solution, as Andrew Fry would say. Be wary of case sensitivity. Everything should be in lowercase. Okay? See the server responses? If you go upper and lowercase, well, Microsoft is going to let you do it, but Unix, not so much. And the newer technologies, Nginx, same way. It won't work. Hyphens and underscores are preferred word separators. Okay, now I read a thing from the Google guy. I can't think of his name right now. And he said to have separate words, use a dash, use a hyphen. Underscore is used, it's going to combine all those words into one big gobbledygook. Like hyphens and underscores are preferred word separators. Use hyphens to separate those words, because if you use underscores, then it's going to have to be that exact same thing when you search for it, and that might not work. Okay. The last one, the final one, keyword stuffing and repetitions are pointless and make your site look spammy. So don't get carried away with the keywords. Like, you got it in the URL once. Once is usually enough. And so that's what we see in that little adventure. And excuse the little link there. The next thing in the show notes that we're going to go down and look at is, make sure that you've got SEO-friendly URLs. And one of the friendly URL checkers that's out there, I use it, is prepostseo.com. Identifier there, prepostseo in the URL. Hey, that's a winner. We know that from the 15 usability things that we just looked at. The best practices have been met. Let's take a look at that one right now. So, SEO friendly URL checker, just what it says it's going to do. So you go to that box that's there and you type in your URL that you want to check. I usually have a good joke to tell when I'm busy typing like that, but I don't. Well, I could do the same one, you know, what do they call it? Security guards at the Samsung store. Guardians of the Galaxy. Anyway, you then click on Analyze Links, and this is to show you how fast it works. It goes out, and that quick, it tells you if this site's SEO friendly or it's got issues. And you can see the first few links that come off of blog.guyercook online services, we're getting URL statuses of SEO friendly. So that being said, check those links that you've created. Make sure that they're SEO friendly. Like one of the things I did, and looking at this before I go, about GuyerCook services is the new anchor text I gave to this page, because that's what the page is about. So have it make sense. Made sense to me. And the last thing in the show notes is one of the things that Rand didn't talk about in his post up, 15 SEO best practices for structuring URL. Now, delivering the URL, you want to use HTTPS, you know, the secure socket layer. That'll give you a better ranking according to Google. Last October, Google started giving HTTP URLs a lower score and said that they're not secure. They put a big thing on it. And I don't have any unsecure URLs to show you, but I can show you this. This is from DigiCert, and it's their SSO installation diagnostics tool. Oh, I say that three times real fast. So you type your URL in there, again, https://blog.guyercookonlineservices.com. Okay? We're going to check for common vulnerabilities. No, we're just going to check the server. So it's checking, and you want every instance of what it checks to be a green check mark that it's right. Okay? that it's correctly installed, etc. So give that a bookmark so you can check all of your URLs that you're converting over to SSL. The show notes, we'll go back up and get that. Oops, that was the surprise. Well, Ben's, it's been talked about. My wife had this plant that she got from a volunteer she worked with about 15 years ago. And she had it at her work when we lived in Bremerton over by Seattle at her office. And it always bloomed at Thanksgiving, not ever at Christmas. Okay. Now, today's December 12th. Give it a look. We've moved to eastern Washington, about 300 miles east. And something about the air in Walla Walla, it's drier, it's more Christmassy, I don't know what, but the picture tells the story. There you have it. Congratulations to the queen of everything. Job well done. So finally, back in the show notes, don't forget, like I did, to look at the credits. You go to contact guy and scroll down to the credits. But there's also, if you've got through the show notes and you're down at the bottom anyway, well, let's hope that you are. You go clear to the very bottom, and there's the text link right there in the footer for the credits. And you click on that, and there you have the credits for the Geyer Cook Report. Thanks to the patrons of the Geyer Cook Report, etc., etc. It's all spelled out there. Take a look, and you'll see the references made for the people that we thank a lot, like Fraser Ramsey from Hattrick and Ramsey Unleashed. He runs a company called Edinburgh Dusters over in Edinburgh, Scotland. He's on the radio with his podcast. Eileen Smith, thanks for telling us about Screencast-O-Matic. And, of course, we always give a shout-out to that Facebook group, Friends Just Chatting. Was just in there this morning speaking with somebody. So have a good Tuesday. Hope these SEO tips work for you. And like I always say, we'll see you tomorrow. It's a wrap.